It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I think we're on the northwest corner or northeast corner. I don't know.
Good God.
At that moment, when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did they ask Netflix?
Try again, Mike.
Whoa!
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
CP03?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP30.
No, you're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too. Mm.
May the 4 be with you.
No.
May the 4th. Oh, my.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. This longtime Friday tradition, we give you three candidates, some wheels off moments. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, we just heard from the hard line. Here's a candidate from the hard line, Bob Sturm. He's the new member of the hard line from 3 to 7. He was talking about Andy Dalton after the Cardinals game, and Bob had some nickname confusion when it came to Andy Dalton.
We are about to hear people really squint hard to see Andy Dalton playing well, because he is a local guy, he is a TCU guy, he's a Big 12 guy. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people will be their preconceived notions will be to like what the Red Rocket gives us. Yeah. Okay, fine. Red Rifle?
Probably. Red Rifle.
Probably totally
Red
different.
Rocket.
Red Rocket is totally different.
That's a Danism. Sorry about that. Nobody has that nickname, huh?
Not just my dog. That's it.
All right. Well, regardless.
The Red Rocket.
That is uncomfortable when the male dog does that when you have company over in the living room. You really don't know what to say when that happens.
Why have we never put a covering over the genitalia of dogs?
Yeah, I guess that's a decent question.
Like everybody,
how do you do it? You mean like a loincloth?
Yeah. Everybody gets a little uncomfortable, right, when they see the Red Rocket or the dog's got a big old set of balls.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's what Bob was thinking about, I guess, when he was talking about Andy Dalton.
We are about to hear people really squint hard to see Andy Dalton playing well, because he is a local guy, he is a TCU guy, he's a Big 12 guy. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people will be their preconceived notions will be to like what the Red Rocket gives us. Yeah. Okay, fine. Red Rifle?
Probably, Red Rifle.
Probably totally
Red
different.
Rocket.
Red Rocket is totally different.
That's a Danism. Sorry about that. Nobody has that nickname, huh?
Not just my dog. That's it.
All right. Well, regardless.
Well, we got to get Corby laugh, too.
Yeah. Boy, it makes it worse, too, when they put the hind legs up and propel themselves across the carpet with the Red Rocket. You ever seen that?
Well, you just have a lot of imagery you're sharing with us today.
I have two male dogs.
When they put the hind legs up and propel themselves with the Red Rocket, like a pole vault stick?
Not with the Red Rocket, but...
Like a tripod?
No. They're dragging their butt across the floor, but they've got the Red Rocket going at the same time. That's a really bad look. But there is Bob for candidate number one. Candidate number two.
And again.
Comes to us from the morning show. It's Sean Bass.
Oh, no.
As we were talking baseball and game one of the World Series, we had a couple of interesting stolen base notes from that game. And Sean, not listening to the show.
Many crazy notes coming out of game one. The last time we had three stolen bases in an inning in a World Series game was 1912. They had three stolen bases, the Dodgers, in that inning, and I loved seeing that because I guess the analytics say the stolen base is a bad idea. It's a good idea if you've got a guy, I think he steals at an 84% clip, if you got a guy like Betts. And I loved seeing that. Let's manufacture a run.
You see the other stolen base note from last night's game?
Hmm.
So in that
inning where they scored four runs, there was three stolen bases because there was a double steal mixed in. That was that tied a World Series record for three stolen bases in a half inning. The last time that happened was 1912 with the New York Giants. Did you guys just mention that, or was
that was
the first stolen base note we mentioned.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been editing some audio. But I'm sure we'll hear this Friday morning, so vote for me.
Wait. Anyway. Let me get this straight.
Sorry.
Now, in fairness to Sean, that was edited by Jared.
It was like 5 minutes later, but you know what? That is totally my bad.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Because then I gave the Mookie...
Because I'm like, that's the only note that Craig's given.
I gave
Comes in saying, hey, did you hear the other one? And it's the same one.
I gave the Mookie Betts note that he was the first one to draw a walk, steal two bases in a World Series game in the same inning since Babe Ruth.
And to further clarify, when I first gave that first note, I did, before the clip that you heard, I mentioned we talked about the double steal. So we talked a lot about what the Dodgers did there.
Yeah.
That was a perfect layout, too. No, you guys did an awesome job laying out. That was totally, totally warranted.
But yes, that is a little unfairly edited in the interest of time to Sean.
We had to move ahead to further action in the first quarter.
I still need votes. So 888-787-1310.
Sean is stumping for votes there. So I guess you can do that. We've never really had anyone stump for votes before.
It's an election year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a campaign commercial ready?
I just approved this message. That's where all.
Where you're painting Bob and the other candidates in a lesser
light. You
vote for
Bob and you're going to lose all of your 401k.
He talks about dogs' genitalia.
Yeah.
Bob really came from Wisconsin, bringing with him his California values.
All right. Way to go, Seabass. You are candidate number two. Candidate number three is Donovan Lewis. And Donnie, he just stumbled into, I think, a top five toughest words to say. At least it is for me. See what you think.
Yeah. It gives me too much anxiety about getting shower water in my coffee and then just ruining your coffee.
Damn, Julie, chill.
How do you make sure to keep them separate?
You need a Saroy Industries.
We're just troubleshooting
separator.
How tiny is your shower?
My shower is actually really giant.
Okay, then you can definitely have a little ledge to keep the coffee cup on ledge of the shower. You step aside to take the sip, put the cup down, and then go right back to showering.
Well, right. How about
that's a difficult word to say.
No, it is. I found that out there, Jerry.
How about this, Julie?
Talking about drinking coffee in the shower and trying to say showering.
I have never attempted to drink coffee in a shower.
No.
Like, it's never even occurred to me.
No. I think they've said the same thing, yeah. But they thought it may be awesome because you get that sensation of that first cup of coffee and the shower at the same time.
And it's a time saver.
What if you are a juror who lives in a rural location and you're trying to shower?
You're a showering rural juror.
Yeah, three tough ones right there together. And I do. I just say, I was in the shower. I stay away from showering.
That's a weird word.
Yeah.
Why does your mouth look so weird when you're doing it?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
You look like one of those dogs. They put peanut butter in their mouth and make them look weird.
All right. Let's hear Donnie struggle with it one more time.
Yeah.
It gives me too much anxiety about getting shower water in my coffee and then just ruining your coffee.
Damn, Julie, chill.
How do you make sure to keep them separate?
You need a Saroy Industries.
We're just troubleshooting
separator.
How tiny is your shower?
My shower is actually really giant.
Okay, then you can definitely have a little ledge to keep the coffee cup on ledge of the shower. You step aside to take the sip, put the cup down, and then go right back to showering.
Well, how about
that's a difficult word to say.
One of the front wheels hit the mud there, didn't it?
It did. Or hit a curb.
Shower.
I think he dropped the H the second time he said it. Showering. I'm with him. That's one of the toughest words to say, at least for me it is.
Gosh, it's funny.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Bob, Sean, or Donnie Dew? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let's go with candidate number two. And don't forget to bend and scoop today, guys.
What is that?
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, fellas. It's your sweet cream gal pal, Sue Hawk, calling to say hi and vote on the cheesesteak.
Okay.
The cheesesteak.
Everyone enjoying their Christmas holiday so far?
Okay. That's it.
That's it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello.
Give me Sean.
Yes.
That's creepiest kind of caller of all time.
As we get close to Halloween.
Thank you for
really creepy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Sports caller?
Hey, I've got an interesting note about the emergency break of the week.
Okay.
Did y'all hear that Sean Bapp was nominated for the emergency break of the week?
Well, that's funny. I don't care who you are. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the healthcare workers out there, and I'd like to stick with my plan again this week and vote for Bob.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, shout-out to all the health workers out there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Bob's canine lipstick and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
Hey, guys. It's Dave Clarence from Manly. How are y'all doing this fine morning?
Okay. Oh, not bad.
I would like to vote for Bob Stern Show.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of wheels
Sounds
off.
A little shaky this morning, but he's still trying to influence, I guess.
Dade the influencer.
Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and stream.
Good morning, music. I'm here right now in the car working on my 840 bit. And just to not confuse you guys, this is Cassidy, and I think I'd like to vote for Donovan.
I am insane now. We now have British Cassidy.
She's working on her 840.
Why are you going British?
British Cassidy.
Oh, she's gone.
Time zone difference.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Yeah, Merry Christmas. Hey, sports caller, you are on the air.
Yeah, is Jake there?
No.
No? Oh, mm-mm. I'll wait.
No, we're not going to put you on hold.
Put him on hold and then let him talk to Jake at noon, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on the AM radio?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, musers. I'd like to vote like a glocal, just so you know. Balls hanging down, balls hanging down, balls hanging down. Go Red Rockets.
Yeah, it's not a team mascot either, as far as I know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hey, Neeters, I want to vote for Bob Stern. Oh. And more Vampire Pope, please. And y'all have a happy key rolling, a happy football, and no Red Raiders. Love you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Bob Stern has won the E-Break.
Sorry, Sean.
We are about to hear people really squint hard to see Andy Dalton playing well because he is a local guy. He is a TCU guy. He's a Big 12 guy. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people will be their preconceived notions will be to like what the Red Rocket gives us. Yeah. Okay, fine. Red Rifle?
Probably. Red Rifle.
Probably totally Red different.
Rocket. Red Rocket is totally different.
That's a... That's a Danism. Sorry about that. Nobody has that nickname, huh?
Not just my dog. That's it.
All right. Well, regardless.
He had the phrase, like what the Red Rocket gives us.
Wow.
You need to pull that, Jer. All right, Cray, how many wins is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 28th win. He is 90 away from Norman Ass Man Hitchkiss.
Don't call him that.
Man, Bob's got a lot of work ahead of him to catch Norm.
Yeah, he does.
90 away.
Solid win, though, this week for Robert Sturm. All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.